And today in our prayers, we are going to add one name, the good news of Samantha Ann Sloliak. She was a baby that was born to Karen Motlock's godchild, niece. So we're going to give thanks to God for the gift of life today. The prayers today are also in the form of Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, with a reader and with the congregation and with the pastor leading the prayers. Let us pray to God Almighty for people everywhere and their various needs, for the church around the world, for all who are near and dear to us, and for ourselves.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want. We pray, O Lord, that wherever people are calling out to you, wanting for food, clothing, or shelter, that you will awaken in us and in government and social agencies care and compassion. Thus may the blessings you have showered on this planet be shared with them, bringing you all the praise. Lord, in your mercy.
He makes me lie down in green pastures.
He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. Sovereign God, we pray for all people who are suffering under the ravages of war between nations, civil unrest and revolution, and terror from extremists of all stripes. Raise up leaders who will work for peace and justice and will seek ways of reconciliation. Move government leaders to look with empathy on all who are denied basic human rights. Lead them to make decisions to restore calm and human dignity for all. Lord, in your mercy.
He leads me in paths of righteousness.
For his name's sake. O Holy Spirit, we pray for the church here and around the world. Grant opportunity for clergy and lay leaders to share the good news. Strengthen those who trust in Jesus and leading many to their Savior. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Lord Jesus, hear us as we pray for those we know who are calling out to you for healing of body or mind, who face this day with sudden crises, are enduring long-term illness, or are looking through tears of sorrow. Lord, especially this day we pray for and in thanks for the gift of life for Samantha. We pray that you'd watch over her mother and give her rest in you. For her life, knowing that you have provided all things and that you will do so in the future. Lord, we also uplift those that are struggling with illness and challenges in life and transitions. For Kai, Bev, Wyatt and Charlie, Haley, Paul, Forrest, Rebecca, Kylie, Jim, Gary, Sandy, Rick, Cassidy, Ron, Addie, Monty, JD, Carla and her family, Janine, Art and Sandy, Mal, Andrew, Kiera, Carlos, Kathy, Peggy, Pete, Brian, Larry and Mary Griffith, Jean Worth, Tiffany and Roy, Dylan, and Lord, also for our Vicar Care Committee as they gather and make decisions and plans for the summer. Grant each person grant them days of health, relief, and comfort as you accompany them on their journey. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Heavenly Father, grant strong faith to us and all who come to church this day. Give us the blessings of life and salvation promised from your word. Lord, in your mercy.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. These and any other things you would have us ask of you, Heavenly Father, grant to us for the sake of Jesus, your Son, our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen. Amen. We lift up the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Congregation may be seated. At this time, we'll invite forward the choir. Really following with the theme of our message today, giving thanks for mothers, the slow training up that they give to children. It's dedicated to them.